Chapter 26, Less Preaching, More Teaching.
At our camp meetings, one or two laborers should not be required to do all the preaching and all the teaching in Bible lines. At times, greater good can be accomplished by breaking up the large congregation into sections. Thus, the educator in Bible truth can come closer to the people than in a large assembly. At our camp meetings, there is much more preaching than there should be. This brings a heavy burden upon the ministers, and as a consequence, much that requires attention is neglected. Many little things that open the door to serious evils are passed by unnoticed. The minister is robbed of physical strength and deprived of the time he needs for meditation and prayer in order to keep his own soul in the love of God. And when so many discourses are crowded in, one after another, the people have no time to appropriate what they hear. Their minds become confused, and the services seem to them tedious and wearisome. There should be less preaching and more teaching. There are those who want more definite light than they receive from hearing the sermons. Some need a longer time than do others to understand the points presented. If the truth presented could be made a little plainer, they would see it and take hold of it, and it would be like a nail fastened in a sure place. It has been shown me that our camp meetings are to increase in interest and success. As we approach nearer the end, I have seen that in these meetings there will be less preaching and more Bible study. There will be little groups all over the ground with their Bibles in their hands and different ones leading out in a free conversational study of the Scriptures. This was the method that Christ taught his disciples. When the great throngs gathered about the Savior, he would give instruction to the disciples and to the multitude. Then, after the discourse, the disciples would mingle with the people and repeat to them what Christ had said. Often the hearers had misapplied Christ's words, and the disciples would tell them what the Scriptures said and what Christ had taught what they said. If the man who feels that he is called of God to be a minister will humble himself and learn of Christ, he will become a true teacher. What we need in our camp meetings is a ministry vivified by the Holy Spirit. There must be less sermonizing and more tact to educate the people in practical religion. They must be impressed with the fact that Christ is salvation to all who believe. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. There are grand themes on which the gospel minister may dwell. Christ has said, "He that believeth on me hath everlasting life." John 6:47. If the minister's lips are touched with a coal from off the altar, he will lift up Jesus as the sinner's only hope. When the heart of the speaker is sanctified through the truth, his words will be living realities to himself and to others. Those who hear him will know that he has been with God and has drawn near to him in fervent, effectual prayer. The Holy Spirit has fallen upon him. His soul has felt the vital, heavenly fire, and he will be able to compare spiritual things with spiritual. Power will be given to him to tear down the strongholds of Satan. Hearts will be broken by his presentation of the love of God, and many will inquire, "What must I do to be saved?"